good Sunday evening. Hey, it's Jim Hurdle, your host of Addicted to Faith, the Last Storyteller Podcast. Usually don't do this on Sundays. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays when the podcasts come out, so mark those on your calendar. Be sure and subscribe and follow there. But I wanted to come together with you this evening because it's that time of the year when the calendar, without hesitation, with cruel intentions, reminds me that I am getting a year older. I guess that's okay. I don't feel a year older. But it happens every year. This would be 13 years ago now. 13 years ago, I sat down and I wrote a bucket list. And for 13 years, I've shared that with you in some form, either on a podcast or on a post or maybe face-to-face. My bucket list. Well, this past week, I guess I should say, considering our own mortality, our own lives, was brought into focus for many. I know it was for me. When we look at the world that we're living in and the things that happen in this world that we can't understand, when a person is assassinated because of words. I make part of my living with words. They're precious. And when I think that someone could take a life because of something someone said, it makes me begin to wonder, what type of world are we living in? And what am I doing to make a difference? Well, so I started thinking about my bucket list once again. So I'm going to share it with you. Just as it was written 13 years ago, there's been some, I think, additions or edits along the way. But I'm going to read it to you as if I was still 55, because for a moment that makes me feel really good. I'm not 55. Here it is. My Bucket List by Jim Hurdle. I turned 55 years old today. I had a thought early this morning. What if this is the last birthday I'll ever have? What if 56 is just a number put up by the great Joe DiMaggio? So throughout the day, I pondered over my bucket list. There wasn't much pondering, you see. I've never had a bucket list. So the task today on my 55th birthday was to create my own bucket list. I scratched my head and put teeth marks in the proverbial pencil as I mused over what would be number one on my list. Minutes, then hours passed with nothing rising to the surface. So I changed strategies. I thought about things that I've already accomplished or have been blessed with, things that may have been on a bucket list if I hadn't already experienced them. Family always comes first to mind. You see, I was born in the most incredible family 55 years ago. I still see my sisters every week. We still talk and we hug and we laugh and we cry together. We are growing old together. I've lived in the Great Northwest, the South Pacific, the East Coast, and the great state of Texas. I have fished for rainbows in the Russian River and went snorkeling along the coral reef. I served my country and was called a United States Marine. I went to school with Mark Twain and Thomas Edison and tasted college for a short while. I've read Tolstoy, Dickens, Stephen King, and the Bible. I've eaten at the Ritz-Carlton and Taco Bell on the same day. I've had money in the bank and I've sold Coke bottles so I could buy a pack of smokes. I've written 12 books, 2 books of poetry. I've been high. I've been so low that all I could see was the bottom. I ran marathons. On hands and knees, I've crawled across the cold floor, unable to stand because of pain. I've had cancer and chemo. They both lost. I've gone from a 34 waist to a 38 waist and back to a 34 waist. I'll give you a minute to applaud right here. My favorite teams have won the Super Bowl and the Stanley Cup. I've watched a perfect game and I caught a foul ball. I've listened to Vivaldi, Miles Davis, Adele, Bruno and ZZ Top, all on the same playlist. I've tasted Opus One in Napa Valley, and I drank a Lone Star beer while sitting with Willie Nelson in a bar called The Recovery Room. I've dropped acid, and I've picked up hitchhikers. I've seen every episode of Seinfeld at least twice. I've fallen in love and out of love. I've made love on a beach and on a mountaintop. I had 2 wives, 6 children. I've been divorced and I've been widowed. I was with 4 of my children when they took their first breath. I was with my father when he took his last. I've done everything I want to do. Almost. You see, at the end of the day, my bucket list only had 1 word written on it. You. You see, I figured that if you're hearing or reading these words, then you and I have at least met somewhere along the way. Now, I don't believe I've ever told you the story of Jesus. You see, Jesus, he is the reason that I made it to 55. I know without him, I never would have. So on my bucket list, I wrote just 1 thing: to tell you about Jesus. So here goes. See, God loved you and me so much from the very beginning of time. God can see everything from the beginning to the end. Everything, every day, and everybody in between. Don't ask me how he does it. I don't know. I just believe he does. And God knew that we would never love him in the way that he loved us. And he knew that that would mean being separated forever and ever from the people, the children that he had created. So God sent his own son down from the heavens. He poured everything out of him and he came down to earth and he became a man. And we called that man Jesus. We called him teacher. We called him king and Messiah. And then we killed him. We beat him, spat upon him, and nailed him to a cross. And from that cross, when he died, you see, he took all of my sin, all of your sin, and he paid the price for sin. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. That without death, sin will forever hang around our neck. So he died to pay for our sin. He said, it is finished. Now, he didn't say it's finished for you or you or you or me. He said it's finished for all. The price he paid was for everyone. The good, the bad, and even the evil. And I know this with faith. You see, I know this. And I wonder, when someone doesn't believe, if they knew this, that God loved them enough and knew enough about them to know that they were going to be evil, that they were going to be a bad person. God knew that they were going to hate him, and he said, that's okay. My love suffices. My son's death is enough. It is finished. Jesus paid the price of admission to an eternity with God. And he did it. He did it for me, and he did it for you. And all you have to do is believe. He will do the rest. You know, if you were the only person in the entire world, he still would have died for you. Do you believe? Thank you for listening. Thanks for helping me finish my bucket list.